Welcome to this Jacob's Well podcast. My name is Chris Tripolino.
Hi, my name is Greg Meyer.
And we are talking about money today.
I think that's just what everybody wants us and every other church to talk about, don't you, Chris?
Well, actually, now that you mention it, I think that is about as far from the truth as you can get. I think most people, you know, if they're engaged with the church at all, that's the one thing they don't want to hear them talk about.
If they could know that that was that Sunday coming up, they would have stayed home.
Yep, skip that one.
Right. Common wisdom is that people don't want their churches to talk about money. But we have a little different situation here, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like this is something that we keep coming back to time and time again.
Right. We spend a whole series of 2 to 4 weeks talking about money every maybe 2 years. Yeah. And it comes up as... a topic in a message fairly often, and an entire week devoted to it, once a year for sure.
Probably so. And do workshops and have other places where we're engaging that conversation.
Right, which kind of says maybe why at Jacob's Well, money is a good conversation, not a bad conversation. In fact, we found that by talking to our people, what do you want us to deal with? What would you like to be something we deal with in depth on a Sunday morning? And money has always been in the top three things that people wanted to hear about. So that's very different than the common wisdom that people don't want their churches to talk about money. And I think we know the reason why, right? I mean, when they're saying they don't want their church to talk about money is what they assume is the church is going to be asking
for it, yeah.
For their money, right, right. And we're not asking for their money. We're trying to help them with their money.
So, Greg, why do we do that?
Well, we do it because people are asking us to do it. People realize that money is one of the biggest hurting places in their lives. Mm-hmm. We've worked hard, I think, to get some trust that we actually go into these difficult places and help people get some traction so they trust us with the money conversation, not just to be utilitarian about it, but to be helpful. But the fact is that they have realized that money is one of the real tough spots in their lives. It could be... a real source of friction. They may just find themselves really upside down in their money. They may feel like they have enough money themselves, but they're then worried that their kids are learning
some ways of being with money that they don't actually want to be teaching them.
Right, yeah. Maybe too big of assumptions about how much I have and what I can do with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a whole host of things, but basically, people recognize, whether they put this language on it or not, that it's one of the biggest spiritual issues in their lives. Mm. And so they want the church to help them deal with that. People realize intrinsically that money has so much power in our culture that it easily starts calling the shots in our lives. And if it's calling the shots in our lives, if we're working the job we're working in order to get that salary that we need because we have to pay for these possessions mm-hmm. that we have mm-hmm. and so on. That
vicious cycle.
Yeah. I mean, our values, and we can say I've got these values and this mm-hmm. is what's really important to me, but the truth is, where are you spending your money? I mean, that's right. Where your real values are, because it's starting to dictate everything. Mm-hmm. God is pushed aside by money. Mm-hmm.
And really, I mean, it feels like one of the biggest things for us that we want to do, whether it's money or other things too, is to help those values line up with your actions.
Right. And people are really hurting. They want that to happen.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the approach that we take to it, and why I think these conversations are compelling and valued by our community. I'm sure not everybody loves it. It takes some people into some places they didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. Some people maybe don't trust us with it, but by and large, the reaction to these weeks that we spend digging into these issues of helping people awaken to them and find how to make progress and then help them claim a vision and work towards it is something people really are affirming. They seem to really value that. One of the things we hear about is that Jesus talked about money in the Bible more than just about anything. I think maybe he even talked about money more than prayer. I'd have to go back and check on that, but it's sure. right up there. It's yeah. one of the most common subjects he had. But the thing is, and what you might often hear, is that Jesus talked about money more than anything else. Therefore, we as a church should talk about it and how you should give it to us. Jesus wasn't talking about money in order to get people to give it to church or to the temple. I mean, not that that didn't come up, because that's part of the larger stewardship question, but he did it because Jesus knew it was a spiritual issue and people needed to deal with it and make money served them instead of them serving money, or God didn't have a chance. Mm. So we talk about money for the same reason Jesus talked about money. We try to keep that straight in our minds and help people with their money, because that's part of being whole. And
yep. So then what kind of role do we want to play as Jacob's Well, as a community?
Right. Again, this isn't about giving people all the answers. It is about raising the questions. First of all, we have a tendency in our society to play the denial game.
Right.
So getting the conversation out in the open is really important. And the thing we try to do with everything is to normalize language. If we can normalize conversations around this, and the fact is, so if there's a couple that never really talks about money at home and the issues that they've got with it, because it's such a tight issue. If they're sitting side by side for 3 weeks in a row while we're talking about money issues, those 3 weeks, and we force some interaction and stuff like that around innocent stuff. We've laughed about it. They've seen how many other people are in the same boat that they are. So we've normalized it. And for them then on the drive home to say, you know, honey, we really should get a budget. You know, let's contact one of those financial coaches. So normalizing the conversation is just a huge role. And, you know, what a better place to have that happen than a church. And so what else do we try to do with that? Normalize that, give them some basic literacy and a real grounding, like a visionary grounding about why we would do this, not just because it makes financial sense, but because this makes whole life sense. Giving them that, but then equipping them. We have financial coaches that can walk people through this process of getting in control of their money and starting to create a vision around it, and doing the same thing with debt, so their debt isn't a burden to them, but something that they're also in control of. And then setting up conversation places. We have group life. It's our small group program, and most people are involved in a group life. These are people that trust each other. I mean, they're sharing all kinds of stuff, and they can set goals. They don't need to trade spreadsheets with each other, but they can say, yeah, we're really working to eliminate $1,000 from our expenses by the end of this year per month. $1,000 per month for our expenses. I'm just making this up. And they can report to the group life, and when they're getting it, you know, hey, they're high fives all the way around the group. And when they're not, the question says, well, what are you going to do? Have you still got the goal? Is there anything we can do to help
you? Can we help?
Yeah, can we help brainstorm this or help you do it? Or, you know, so just that kind of accountability and support and brainstorming that we get with other people, I mean, that's just so invaluable.
And the permission to be honest about it, to be vulnerable in those things, it's huge.
And just to know I can always grow. So we work real hard at identifying sort of what I think are the three stages of money management, where I'm simply drowning. And I'm out of control to now, you know, I am in control. My income is at least equal to my expenses. My head is above water. I don't need to panic anymore. But then that's really not where we're called to be. That's not a steward. That's a manager of my money, but I'm called to be a steward of my money. So where can I, how can I keep moving for the rest of my life to being the kind of person who says every dollar I earn, every dollar I spend, every debt I take, whatever that is all serving values that I have chosen and that I feel called to. And none of us will ever get there. But that's not the point. It isn't to arrive. The point, I think, is to continue growing towards the vision that we feel called to be. And can we create a community where we are normal enough about these conversations and healthy enough around it, and we create a context where people can learn and fail and try again and share their knowledge and mentor each other? I mean, that seems to be a pretty good thing to be a church for.
Yeah. What else would a church be? I mean, that's the kind of real life support and challenge and encouragement and the ways that we get the opportunity to see God in action.
Well, we could just tell people that we want them to give more money to our church because that's what God gave them money for, and just hope that they get all the rest together on their own. Or we could play the bigger role and create a context for which they would say, wow, I want to support a church like that. That's helped me in these concrete ways.
Yeah, it sounds like a way of making our community a little bit more sustainable itself too.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's the long road of being sustainable as a church. Well, thanks for listening in. It's fun for us to muse about some of the things that don't make it into messages or don't make it into some of our conversations with other people and share them with you. We'd love to get your feedback. Feel free to leave some comments right here on the podcast or email us at info@jacobs-well.net. or visit us on Facebook, Jacob Swell Minneapolis. We'd love to hear from you.